Hey guys, I'm Christina and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I think everyone who has accepted Christ has heard John 14:6 at least once, but it's still probably one of the most clear yet vague directions ever known. It is simultaneously a directive to believe in Jesus and emulate him. The second part is trickier to do, though. So tricky, in fact, that the entire rest of the Bible is an exploration of what it looks like and how to accomplish it. But I've always found it interesting that for all the words, most of Jesus' teachings begin with an action or a description of an action. It's almost as if he's trying to show us that one of the keys to being a true biblical community is action. An instinctual hive mind where everyone both respects the individual awesomeness of each person, but also just knows what needs to be done and does it. It sounds a bit weird and contradictory, so let me give you an example. At the end of the third episode of The Mandalorian, we see Mando pinned down in an attempt to save the child, or baby, or take your pick. Minutes before this episode, he had narrowly avoided a huge fight with several other Mandalorians over his job choices, and now he's doing something that, while right, will bring a massive bounty on his head. He's toast, you think. There is no way out of this. At least he's going down doing the right thing. Then all of his fellow Mandalorians come crawling out of the woodwork, effectively sacrificing their home and lives to help get him off world with the child. And when I say all of them, I mean everyone, even the ones who were ready to fight him not half an episode ago. The reason? This is the way. Cool story, right? Makes you feel good, something to strive for, but ultimately too perfect to be attainable outside of a Hollywood script, right? Wrong. And I have evidence. If any of you have been keeping track, I haven't been churning out devotionals as regularly as I normally do. I've been going through some stuff lately, just like it seems everyone has been, and I was handling it just fine, taking care of it. I thought it was okay, and then bam, one morning, I was not okay. My husband was away on a business trip, and I was too depressed to get out of bed and take care of our kids. What was the point? 2020 was out to get us, and I felt like I'd been locked inside the house with my kids forever. I already felt invisible for years, so why bother? There was a logical side of my brain at the same time that was taken aback at the suddenness and depth of this, but also very much not in the driver's seat. Knowing my kids needed me to at least be minimally functional, I did something of a Hail Mary. I reached out to some friends on Nog Squad. We had been gaming on a semi-regular basis, and I thought that maybe if I had something on the books, even if it was a month away, that would be enough. It was a Tuesday, and all I said was, I wasn't okay, and I needed to game. Not only did everyone drop everything to set up a game night the following Monday, but I had more people checking up on me that week than I think I've ever had outside of my immediate family. People who only knew me from hundreds of miles away. People I have never actually met in person. People going through their own struggles at the same time. But they saw me pinned down and crawled out of the woodwork to help. And in that moment, I felt like I got a glimpse of what Jesus meant in John 14:6. A community of people seeing a need and stopping in their tracks to turn around and meet it because this is the way. And it got me through. Which was good because 3 days later, Chadwick Boseman died and I understood what my parents went through when they told me Jim Henson had died. Did one game make it all better? No. But knowing I have a support system of incredible people out there willing to stop and be a community of Christ when they see a need, that is enough. And that's what we have in our little corner of the internet and podcasting universe. So while that's all the time we have for today, if you want to come be a part of this, please hit that subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina, and I will be here. We will be here. Because this is the way.